Well, welcome. Merry Christmas. I know it's not till tomorrow, but Merry Christmas. I probably won't see you tomorrow. But it's good to have you with us today, and we hope to have a nice communion time as we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. Next Sunday, we will have Sunday school and worship, but no evening service. And we do ask you to check the mailbox, especially for you members. Make sure you get your Christmas cards. Since tomorrow's Christmas, you will want to have those. I will be leading a prayer this morning, and then we'll proceed with our worship experience. So join me in prayer now as we enter into a time of communion with the Lord. Father, we acknowledge you as our God. We thank you for the great privilege to know you by grace through faith in Christ. We thank you, Father, that as creator and redeemer, finisher of all things, you have desired to bring a people to your family and that you might know them. And so we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for the sacrifice that bought our redemption. We celebrate that this morning. We thank you for the season that reminds us of how you came to this world, being born of a child, and Lord God, through a virgin, and that you put yourself on display even through death. So, Father God, thank you for the resurrection. As we celebrate this morning, Father, draw our hearts near to you and to one another, that you might be exalted and glorified for the work that you do in the midst of men. And these things we pray to your glory this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, as Brother Robert said. Well, I tell you what, this is a great-looking choir today. Right out here. And if you think we all look good here, imagine how beautiful it's going to be when we're all in the heavenly choir someday. It's just going to be awesome. As we prepare to celebrate our birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to start that with a song I think is just appropriate for the occasion. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Would you please stand and let's sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, nature sing. Joy to sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the natures prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Amen. Hymn number 96, Good Christian Men Rejoice.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Is born today. Man and beast before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Amen. Hymn number 85, The First Noel.
Thank you for the miracle of your birth. Angels heralded it. Shepherds witnessed it. But just thank you most of all for your salvation for those who accept you. Take these tithes, these offerings, bless them. Help them to lift your kingdom on earth and in heaven. And as we go into this new year, help us to rise up and seek you more each and every day. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.
Ooh.
holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now. A star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend, he knows our need. To weakness is no stranger. Behold your King. Shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory. evermore proclaim His power and glory evermore proclaim.
Thank you, brother. This morning, we'll be reading out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, gives the account of the birth of Christ. It reads this way, "Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.' And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds began to say to one another, 'Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came in haste. They found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they'd seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them." Father, as we ponder ourselves, the incarnation, you coming down and wrapping yourself in flesh in the form of a baby born of a virgin, presented to us in a humble and common manger, the King of all kings, Lord, it is a great mystery that you would be wrapped in such a small package, but present yourself to us as the only one true mighty God. Father, we rejoice, we celebrate today the coming of your Christ, our Savior. And Lord God, we pray that we're found faithful to trust him, his work of death and resurrection. Lord God, to serve you until you bring us to yourself according to the promise Christ made to believers. And this we pray, thanking you as we celebrate this season in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. One comment. Earlier we sang Joy to the World. And in there is a phrase in the second stanza, "Let every heart prepare him room." Let every heart prepare him room. The response of humanity to the gift that God brings in Christ is that we have room for him. When they came to Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn. I find that amazing. There were a lot of people coming to be counted for the census, but Joseph belonged to Bethlehem, his family. Sure, there were family members there that would have a place, but no place. So that God could reveal himself in such a mighty way. There was no room for him. Later in the scriptures, we find in the Revelation record, a scary book for most people, but really a word of encouragement for believers. Jesus said, I stand at the door and I knock, and if any man will hear my voice and open up the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him. This is the joy, this is the gift for the believer, that we hear the voice of God and we respond accordingly and we open ourselves up so that he might enter in and make his dwelling with us. Let every heart prepare him room. I pray that we do that. We're going to take a few moments of reflection before we eat of these elements at the table, because this is the Lord's table. Let us come appropriately. So let's bow together. Father, as we enter into this time of reflection, we ask, Father, that you would help us to examine our own hearts. We thank you and invite you, like the psalmist did. Lord God, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. And Lord God, heal me. May these moments be those of true examination and reflection as we prepare to partake of this instituted ordinance of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Christ's name, amen. Let's stand together as we have an opportunity to respond. All right, you may be seated at this time. I would ask our deacon body to come at this time. They'll help distribute the elements this morning. Allow me to read out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, beginning in verse 26, that first Lord's Supper, as it was instituted by the Lord, reads this way in the Evangelist's Gospel. And while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." When he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Lord Jesus Christ gave us a guide for remembering him and the work that he was about to do. Consider this setting. They didn't know what was happening, what would be happening, till it happened. We know in reflection, Christ gave of himself at the cross. And we know he gave himself because at the end of that time on the cross, he said, "It is finished, and Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." He gave of his life for us. The Father gave, Jesus gave, and then he gave us the Spirit to live by until he comes to bring us to himself. So we remember all of this, his sacrifice, his promise to be with him again as we partake of these elements, the giving of his body and his blood for salvation. And so it is a believer's experience. If you've trusted Christ, if you've made room in your heart for him, then you partake of these elements as they're passed by. In our text, you recall that Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and then they broke it. He broke it and passed it to his disciples so that they could partake. Well, this is a dim reflection of bread. It is indeed what we remember, and it's so it's symbolic. Let us pray. Father, as we take of this bread, we remember your body being given up for us. A body had to be offered. blood had to be spilled. And we thank you, Father, that you volunteered yourself in our place. And Lord God, that you are willing to do so. We ask to bless as we eat of this bread now and remember you giving of yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us take together. Scripture says in the same way he took the cup. So Father, as we reflect upon the sacrifice of Christ, we remember that his blood was spilt. Your word says that life is in the blood. And he gave it all for us, spilled it out so that we might be washed by that blood and cleansed of our sin, that we might be made righteous in your eyes. Father God, as we drink of this juice, we recall his spilt blood on our behalf, and we thank you for life that is in his blood. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Let's drink together. Brothers, go back with your families at this time. We will now enter into a time of candlelight service, and so have your candles ready. Brother Houston will lead us.
Please stand.
That concludes our service this morning. God bless you, and may you and your family be safe and have fullness of joy as we remember our Christ being born. God bless. You are dismissed. Please blow out your candles and deposit them outside the back doors. Thank you.